it would be interesting to hear the last transmission on Morse code of the Coastal Service, wouldn't it? It's doing quite a good job in communications for, I don't know when the thing started. It must be about 100 years anyway. But, of course, I was only aware of it first in 1923. I see it's 10 o'clock. Well, here it's 10 o'clock, by the way. storms. Well, there was a shower of rain here. There wasn't much in the way of thunder and lightning. This is on Friday. And just as I was going out, and I really... it seemed as though it might keep going for a while, but it didn't. Actually, I came back and got into some different clothes. Maybe you're back here by now. Noted your comments about White Horse controlling the weather in the area. Right, and Ernie, yes. 2 metre rig. Oh, left it on. Yes. I'm afraid I've been known to do that too. Forget to switch the thing off at night, and sometimes when I'm out. So I try and remember it, of course. Good signals from everybody, right, that's great. And Andy, yes, note your comments there too. Not too good on the snooker. And of course you're mentioning the 500 kilohertz there. And of course Randall, yes, he's just right across the valley from you, isn't he? So that couldn't quite understand. He's getting great signals. Old Jerry's departed the scene. Note the busy day that he in progress there. And hope everything goes well. But it's quite good to get that phone call, isn't it? Brian, yes, you had quite a bit there. I'm not sure. Yes, note your comments about the storms, and I might have made some mention about that. Clark, no, didn't see it, and so on. But yes, most enjoyable day, certainly those drums that I was noticing, that one that's sort of... yet to have the vellum and the decorations on it, and certainly quite a job it's just the one piece, and the design of the thing is quite intriguing. It's just the machinery involved in gouging out the inside of the bowl, and also the outer design of it from just a rough log of timber. So it's quite interesting. So of course the school room there, and we had a peep in that. I don't know whether the less said the better, but still. he's got his work cut out to try and, I don't know how he finds time for radio actually. He's got so much on hand there. And his shack, of course, is full of very, very interesting equipment, isn't it? He's talking of putting up aerials and so on. He's got quite a nice long stick of aluminium tubing that he's hoping to erect vertically and use it on 160 metres. So hopefully that will also eventuate. Right, well...
in due course. And we did have both Andy and Jerry on there, Frank. On 2201 kilohertz, and that was just about a few minutes before our session started this morning on 160 metres, and included in their weather reports and such like was the reference to the imminent cessation of the radio telegraphy broadcasts on the 500 kilohertz emergency and distress frequency. And so today is the last day, I think, that the radio telegraphy is going to be used for that emergency purpose. Now, I'm not sure if that's on all frequencies or if it's only on the 500 kilohertz frequency. But at any rate, I do believe that at round about midnight tonight, there is going to be a final radio telegraphy transmission on the 500 kilohertz AM transmission frequency there. So I'm just trying to remember where I heard that bit of news. I think it was on one of the Moravan Radio Club nets there earlier in the week. So that might be worth a listen. Not the sort of thing that happens every day of the week. Let's see. Oh, Barry, note the comments there about Mardan down in Gippsland and the fact that your daughter was there for a while. So, oh well, you'll know the spot. You would have driven past the school building there, of course, many times. So it's certainly plenty of nice hills, aren't there, for antennas and that sort of thing. Let me see. Yes, the other bit of news from here. I was lucky enough to be chauffeur-driven down to the get-together yesterday at Ross's place in Gippsland. And Roscoe, VK3TPJ, he and I went down together in his motor car. And he had on board, as well as the usual radio gear for VHF work, he had the HF rig and a mobile whip for 40 metres. So we tried that out with great success, I might add. We in fact had a contact for most of the journey from once we got to around about Cranbourne, or thereabouts, until we got down to Leongatha. And we had a very nice 40-metre mobile contact with both the VK5 and the VK2 station. And very good copy, just about armchair copy, except, you know, we had a little bit of problem there with reception. But for a good 90% of the contact, as I say, very good copy. And that was using a 6-foot helical whip on 40 metres. And the rig in use was one of the ICON IC706 units, which has the DSP, the digital signal processing filter arrangement, in that particular set. And that's very effective, where you have a degree of noise on adjacent channels and such like. So I thought you might all be interested in that 40-metre mobile session there yesterday. And the other thing of note, some of you who've listened to the news this morning will have heard a reference to a blue moon. That's the reference, I think, where you have within one calendar month two full moons. And this doesn't happen very often, of course. But I think at the moment, this month and also next month, I think, both of those months in that situation. I think that is the story. I know this month definitely is. So why it's called a blue moon, someone might let me know there. I've heard the record, but I don't know what the significance of that is. Let me see, there was one other point that you raised there, Herb. Let me see. Yes, all noted about Ross's place and the water supply. I thought you'd be interested in that side of things there. The ACA and interference, or the WIA and interference there, Herb. No, I haven't heard anything about that, so look forward to hearing more in due course. All right there, Barry, and don't forget the projector there, Barry, if you'd like to tell us what's happened so far. VK3JB and the group, VK3 Whiskey Yankee November.
VK3EV and the group, VK3JB. Welcome back, Frank. Well, I had written down to answer your query on the projector, Brian. I'm sorry I missed it last time. But Ernie, there's no shops at Marsden, and there's no shops at Mardan. Leongatha is the nearest shopping centre.
in the day and the other times, but I might just tune down as low as I can get and see what I can pick up when we finish here. But like Barry, I doubt if I'll be burning the midnight oil to hear them. But of course, yes, I listen to them a heck of a lot. And VIM, and particularly VIS, were very, very instrumental in me and others of my vintage working up CW speed. Interesting to hear your 40 metre workings yesterday, Brian. Mobile. I think it was yesterday, was this month in March, I think, Brian, not February. January and March, we've got two full moons in the 1 month. Why they're called blue, they didn't mention, and I haven't got a clue, but I have, in my lifetime, once seen a real fair dinky-dye blue moon during the war when I was up in Darwin, and it was as blue as you can possibly imagine. And they say once in the blue moon, I've only seen it once, and I don't expect to see it again. All right, well, there's nothing further from here. I don't think I'll come back for another over as time is marching on, but I will listen for a little while. So, Ernie, I didn't give you a report, but you're 15 over 9 here and moving up to 20 over 9 on modulation. Considerable lift in the needle on modulation. The others, others' signal strengths are just par for the course. BK3FCX in the group. BK3EV is signing but listening.
BK3EV in the group. BK3FCX, thanks, mate. Yes, you've got a nice signal here as well. You're about 30 over 9 here, thanks. Lovely signal. Beautiful modulation also. Yours and Herb's are the best modulations I think I've ever heard, actually, on AM. Absolutely broadcast modulation. Beautiful. Yes, the accomplished pianist actually was Ross, VK3UH. And as I said before, he's self-taught. He plays like, Celtic music. And very vigorous. Some passages very loud. And so he uses, you know, the loudness pedal quite frequently with his foot. And it was most enjoyable to listen to, and I really enjoyed it immensely. We had Ross playing the piano, we had another, we had Anthony, JIA, he was playing the, the chords on a guitar, and one of the other amateurs, now I can't remember his name unfortunately, I do apologise, was playing the drums, also, then Russ and his good lady Debbie, they gave quite a few different tempos just on the drums alone. And so it was a very, very good day, excellent day. We had another chappy there. He sort of was playing the piano one-handed. He played the squeeze box, but he didn't bring it with him. So he's playing the piano just from his right hand. And Anthony's on the guitar, and Ross is on the drums. And the chappy playing the piano says, oh, he says, look, I'm used to playing it, you know, on the side. So we suggest that he put the piano up on its side, that's all on its edge, whatever you like to call it. But we sort of didn't do that. He might have been able to play the keys a lot better, knowing where they were by the up and downs, or the vertical instead of the horizontal. And but it was a terrific day, and it's definitely worth going. And Ross mentioned he's bright and spotted himself and her bleeding, that he would have another day in the near future. And this time, of course, okay. Actually, Andy might have gone.
Yes, good day there, Ernie. I think he did indicate he's going clear, so also Jerry only came up for the one transmission. Yes, all okay. Welcome back again, Frank, and no trouble at all copying. Yes, well, Ryan followed me last time, so Yes, note your comments about the blue moon. Well, yes, I saw that paragraph in the paper. So that must have been Wednesday's, Frank, because was the shack sort of attached to it. Yes, that equipment that he's got, all valve stuff and the rack mounting. All very, very interesting. And yes, I should certainly like to repeat the thing. Unfortunately, well, I think I was admiring the contents of the schoolroom when the music session started. So I just heard the last couple of items, really. So I missed out on quite a bit of the musical entertainment. Barry noted your comments too, of course, and the IM and also the Marden and what have you. Windy, yes, it's quite open there. I mean, there's very little in the way of trees to retard some of the wind, isn't it? It's all sort of open, grassy hills. It's just, the hilly nature of it is quite sort of unique, I suppose, compared with many other areas of the state and Australia. So, yes, I'm not sure whether I'll be awake to hear VIM, I did hear them transmitting on the 500 kilohertz when I was endeavouring to get that receiver going for the 196 amateur transmission some years ago from Don BDJ's location out there at Gordon. And one of those occasions, the VIM station was coming through. Right, of course it wasn't a spark transmitter. They went out of keeping, yes. Be interesting, you know, for the final transmission if they could find the old spark transmitter and fire that up. But they'd be breaking a law, wouldn't they? So they can't use them these days. Right, Frank, yes, noted your comments there too. And, oh yeah, good morning to Jack AJH for listening. Hope to be on tomorrow morning on 2 metres and find out. Yes, I'm not sure how many years it is before the event occurs again. So I think that's why they call it Blue Moon. Yes, thanks. Let's see, what have I noted down here? Yes, I quite agree that Ernie's modulation seems to be outstanding. It's quite clean and crisp, but it's stronger than the others, put it that way. And I'm not in a position to see the meter to see how that compares with the others, but I should think it wouldn't be much different. And Ernie, yes, noted your comments about the signals. Thank you very much. Glad it's sounding as as good as you say it is. After all the work I've put in on this, it's quite rewarding to know that it is getting out so well and such excellent quality. Right, yes. Oh well, I wish you luck with the that set. Yes, that's right. It was the HP radio. Yeah, that's not high purchase. No, it's not Hewlett Packard either. Hot point. The books there. So great. Hope you can get some success. Get it going. Yeah. Look, I think that'll wind me up for now. The other thing I might add that is tomorrow I'll be taking power supply for the spare power supply I've got for the AR7. Over to Bill Babb at the aircraft radio, with the accent on the radio, museum at Essendon. He's in short of one of these power supplies for an AR7 set that he is restoring or has restored. So I've known of this for a time, and I've been sort of waiting for him to ring me, so I thought I'd better ring him and see what was happening. So I've arranged to go out there tomorrow with that. So, but otherwise, nothing very much exciting happening for today, except I should have in about half an hour the usual 20-meter session. So I better say cheers, all the best. Thank you all for coming up. Most enjoyable session this morning. Eric hasn't come up this morning, so but otherwise, as you realise, we've had Andy and Jerry on there, Frank. Right, all the best. All have a nice day. Thanks again, and I'll just leave the set running. But I think if you want to, Brian, if you want to get the full drift of exactly what that is about the ACA, it came from Rob, 3DTR, and he also stressed that I listened to the WI broadcast next Sunday, and that reminds me of the old timers broadcast tomorrow. So, all the best, thanks a lot, cheers, catch you later. VK3WYN with the group, VK3JO standing by.
VK3JO and the group, VK3WYN returning. And a very interesting session this morning. I've been busy here with the smoke pouring off the end of the pencil, Herb, and everybody else. several things there I wanted to make a note of and not forget for a bit of further action there down the track, including those references to the interference situation and the WIA there, Herb. Yes, Barry, let's see. Oh, note the comments there, Barry, regarding the projector and just making do there with the manual focus arrangement at the moment. So that's all understood. And I guess the automatic focus mechanism has gone on to the gunner list there, Barry. We've all got those, haven't we? So you might sort that out in due course there. Yes, the reference to VIM. The earliest reference I have in on paper here is a copy of pages from the old Homecraft magazine. I think you gave those to me, Herb, some time back. August the 1st, 1925, and they include in that particular journal, back in that era, the Homecraft radio map of Australia, and that has all the coast radio stations, of course, shown on there, as well as some of the few broadcasting stations that were running at that time. So VIM was certainly there in 1925, and I think somebody made a reference there to it might be around about the 100 years old. So quite interesting to see, isn't it? That's that on VIM. Frank, let's see. Oh, the reference to Randall there, Frank. Let me see, how did that come up? Oh, yes, Andy was talking about relative signal strengths on 160 metres there of our different transmissions, and he made the comment that Randall VK3RM was by far the strongest station he receives. I think he commented it was just about nearly a line of sight across a valley there between Andy's place and Randall's. So that was the reference to that. Note the cricket coming up there, Frank, and yes, it's a big mental turmoil, isn't it? What to do, what to watch, etc. So there. Yes, I've watched a little bit of the tennis, as you know, last week with one eye, a little bit. But some of the matches were quite good, weren't they? Approaching the semi-finals and the finals.